Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a fun one. Any of you who know of me know of my love of animals. If you follow me out on social media, certainly my wife is the prime mover of all of our love of animalry. And we try to do as much as we can around here. We did our Cup Super Bowl back in February. We talked about animals and we did things for Show Your Soft Side. There's another animal event coming up, and these are the folks where my wife and I have gotten both of our cats from the Baltimore Humane Society. Andrew Levine joins us right now. He is the president of their outfit and organization, and I've been to outdoor events, indoor events, pre-COVID events, during COVID events, virtual events. We got back to doing the outside in the fall time, but here in the spring we gather, and usually Jamie Costello, my old pal, is a part of things, and we get dressed up. And you know, I have a cat. Cats don't travel like dogs, Andrew, but I know you have dogs, and your dogs will be doing the highfalutin thing up in Hunt Valley here next week, as we bring folks together. It is good to have you back on. How are things at Baltimore Humane Society?
We are doing really well, thank you. It's all about the animals. That's what it is. We wish that the adoption rate was a little higher. It was so busy during COVID, obviously, and sadly, reality strikes and some people start to return the pets after, after COVID. But they're a bit slower right now. But hopefully, they'll pick back up for both dogs and cats. We have some beautiful animals there. Super friendly, great family pets. They're just waiting for homes.
Well, and I, I've been that guy out there with trepidation about 15 years ago with my wife. She wanted a cat. I did not. I didn't. It was a responsibility issue for me for more than anything else. I mean, I had a kid when I was 15, as you'll find out if you've watched my 25th anniversary documentary that's coming out next week about my life. My life's been about responsibility and taking care of things. I had never really measured the love and measured the companionship and measured what that responsibility would entail. Cleaning boxes, caring for an animal, losing our animal, our first animal that we adopted from you, and she was six when we adopted her and loved her. And then when she died, I was crushed. And 13 days later, I found myself in cages back out on Nicodemus Road in your facility. I came very close to adopting a mother-son combination cat, and we didn't, and literally looked at a cage in your facility and saw the tiniest little kitten, probably about the size of these reading glasses. And I held her in my hands and she kissed my nose, and she's in the other room right now napping. And we love Nalo. Kitty was our first cat. So from an experience and telling the story, I am the living embodiment. My wife and I are the living embodiment of exactly what you're looking for. Somebody to come out and adopt an animal and take that animal home and for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, love that animal, but understanding that animal is going to bring something to you that I heard Brett Hollander carrying on the other night during the dogs and cats. They, by the way, the Orioles have a press credential for Brett Hollander's dog, but not for me yet. We'll see. I'm under review. But loving an animal and what that brings to somebody, that it changes your life.
They are family, and that's the fact. And you adopt them, they call them forever homes, or pet parents, we call them parents, PAW. It's just something that I really don't know many people that are not animal lovers, but even some that aren't so much, once they have an animal, they said, I don't know how I lived without an animal all these years. They're your companion. They're by your side constantly. My wife and I are watching, whether it's an Oriole game, a Raven game, they're in your lap. We even have an 85-pound pup, I call him, but he's a mutt, but he just happens to lie on the couch right in our laps while we're watching the game. They want to be there with you.
I like mutts, by the way, because I'm one of them, right?
I'm right there with you. So there's kind of an old joke that we say. They said if you lock your companion in the trunk of a car with a dog, you come back an hour later and open the trunk, who's going to be happy to see you? Right?
It's a good point. That's a good point.
It's kind of funny, but anyway, You know, they're always happy. They just want to be with you, and they're your family. I mean, they sleep in bed with us. I mean, they're just always by your side. When we sometimes we don't go on vacations when we just feel bad. We just rather be home with the dogs. So, you know, it is what it is, and life is great with it. And you know, they're your forever friends, and they will do anything for you. But you know, the shelter itself, we'll be in our 98th year. It was founded by a wonderful woman, Elsie Barton. What people don't know about the Humane Society is that where Greenspring Avenue on the Beltway is located, right at that exit, is where her family farm and the shelter used to be. And they, when the state wanted to build the Beltway, they swapped the property that we're on now with that area to build the Beltway.
Wow. You know, I always think when I'm out on the Beltway and we talk about the Key Bridge so much and my side of town in Dundalk and, you know, all of that land, what was sitting there in 1940, whatever, when they decided 50, whatever, to build a Beltway. So it's part of the history of Baltimore, really, right?
It really is. It's pretty amazing. And our founder, I mean, she was around 365 acre wildlife preserve, and it's really a beautiful area. You know, we encourage volunteers to come out. They go through a training process, but they walk the dogs through trails out on the land. It's really fabulous. And you know, our cattery, we're going to be updating our cattery, and that too. I mean, we're doing everything we can on a continuous basis just to make life better for the animals. And we always say, if you're going to be a homeless pet, we're the place to be at. We even have a swimming pool for the dogs to enjoy. And you know, so we also have an area that we do rehab. So the bottom line is, you know, we'll do everything we have to get an animal adopted, and that's what we're all about. And we also have a pet cemetery that people don't know about. You know, that's
Well, I know about it because I come out in the fall when you have you have a big event every fall. And we're going to talk about your spring event. People can participate here next week or two. But I mean, I'm familiar with your land out there. It really is. It's a beautiful place to spend the day, especially if you love animals. And on that day, everybody's got their dogs outside, and it's just a big party.
It's a lot of fun, and that's what it is. That's why every event that we do, we include the animals, you know, and people love to bring their animals. So, you know, we did one years ago called Catsino for the cats. Nobody brought their cats.
Yeah, that's a cat's. Yeah, she doesn't like. She associates getting in the car with going to the vet. I gotta be honest with you. Andrew Levine is here. He is the president of the Baltimore Humane Society. Tell everybody about your event coming up here because I've been, but it's been a number. It's probably been 10 years. We attended the event one night. It was up in Hunt Valley at the lodge. Lots of dogs, lots of tuxedos, lots of great food, lots of nice people. I do remember hanging out with Jamie Costello and his wife and having a good time that night.
That's right. So it's called Black Tie and Tails. Tails part is you bring your dog. And this year is a disco theme. So we'll
I
have a
don't have
couple.
anything to wear for something like that, Andrew, right?
Oh, you'll have it. You can. You have it.
My old closet's from 1978, man. Come on.
I know. I, you know,
If
it,
Tony Manero wouldn't wear it, I don't own it.
got to get
It's
you some
true.
some platforms. So, yeah, so this year, so it's our formal event. It's an annual gala, and people bring their dogs. Not everybody, and they bring them dressed up also. So the attire will be disco, and
Your dog have to like Donna Summer?
absolutely Donna Summer.
I was going to make a Cat Stevens joke here, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay, I'm good with that. I like Cat Stevens jokes.
Well, I mean, disco's fun for everybody. I mean, you say disco and some people are like, nah, and I'm like, well, I don't want to party with you anyway. If you don't like disco, I don't want to know you. I mean, seriously, I don't want to, definitely don't want to dance with you for sure.
There'll be some white suits, I'm sure.
Well, and some beautiful dogs, black dogs, white dogs, brown dogs,
Dressed
gray
up.
dogs. It is a little bit when I've gone because I've seen Best in Show. There's some comedy involved in the Best in Show because some people will be feeding their dogs right from the table. Everybody has a different thing with their dog. Like my cat, we generally, she doesn't dine with us. But we've got a new thing. So she was afraid of the basement when we moved 2 years ago. She had never seen steps. So it took her a year and a half and us going to Hawaii for her to explore the basement. Now, the basement is where we generally eat dinner, and we had two chairs. My wife literally brought a chair. So our cat, she does not eat from the table with us. She has dinner with us and sits with us. She doesn't beg for food or anything. She just wants to be with us while we're having, she wants to be involved. Now she will like a little avocado. She's really into, you know, like into guacamole. But other than that, unless it's chicken or salmon, she doesn't want to be involved in it, but she does have dinner with us. So I would think you'll see people with interact with their dogs, and it's just a beautiful thing, especially indoor. It's different in a dog park. It's a little different when everybody's in tuxedos and like Donna Summer's playing, right?
Correct. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, we all feed the dogs from the table pretty much. So yeah, and they're well behaved. That's the beauty of it. So it's the event is on April 26th. It's a Friday night, April 26th at 6 o'clock at the Hunt Valley Lodge. There are still tickets available. And if you don't want to bring your dog, you don't have to. You do need to have your, if you bring your dog, you just need to bring your rabies certificate. So we have that on file. That's a requirement. The people, you know, some of the people may need their own rabies certificates for themselves, but who knows?
Good time to get it updated if you don't have it, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But yeah, so the event, and you can buy them online at the show on our website. Which is bemorehumane.org. So when we say Be More, it's like the nickname for Baltimore, letter B, the word more, and bemorehumane.org. So you know, the name goes pretty well because Be More Humane, and that's who we are. But the event is just a lot of fun. It's enjoyable. You don't have to be on your best manners because, you know, that's the whole point. Even though it's a, you know, you dress up for the event, everyone's just to be hang out, have a good time, and just enjoy. The ones that get the attention are all the animals. I mean, people are like, oh my goodness, and people have their pictures of their pets on their phones. No one even shows the two-legged creatures, their own kids. You know, everyone's just sharing pictures of their own, of their pets. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's a celebration of animals, and it's just a good time to enjoy. And it is a sit-down dinner, but, you know, it's just a lot of fun. There is dancing. We do have a silent auction and we have a live auction also. So there's a lot of fun stuff that people could buy at the event. And
buy that Super Bowl trophy behind you? No, it's not for sale. No, it's not football season, but you're doing this right in the middle of the draft, right? Literally draft night.
We are. And that's okay. You know,
Listen, we got the WNST tech service to give you the picks. No problem, man. Everybody should come out with the dogs next Friday night. That draft's not – when it's over, the Orioles play too. We're down at Fadley's on that Friday as well. I'm going to come up there and pet some of the dogs and see if you got some Dalmatians up there for me or something.
Absolutely, you know. I'll check your ticker. I'll have my comments about the you know, I respond to your Facebook page and.
Oh, I know, but it's sports season, man. You got baseball and football and dogs and cats. All of it's happening. Be More Humane. They got the black tie. That's where we dress up. And tail. That's where you bring your dog. It's going to be next week, the 26th on Friday night. You can get more details. I'll have it out on my social media as well because I love the folks at Be More Humane. I'm the one that yelled at Andrew, said, you got to come on and promote this thing with me because we didn't have you on during a couple of Super Bowl. So I want to ask you this as a parting shot because my wife loves animals, loves to do things with animals. There's so many opportunities now to not just adopt, but also foster. I have a lot of friends in my life that foster dogs, getting them to other homes. I have friends that fly to other places and fly dogs in and try to save animals everywhere. I would just say for you guys, things you need. My wife always thinks about, well, I have a blanket, I want to donate that, or I have a box, I want to donate this, or things for cats, things for dogs. What can people donate other than dollars or things around the house that help a shelter like Be More Humane?
Lots of blankets because we every day, twice a day, we put out bedding for the dogs and cats. So
blankets are always helpful. Okay, good to know.
Good blankets. Bleach. We can always use bleach. Cleaning supplies. And one thing that is very important, we also have a food bank, a pet food bank. at the shelter. And we do everything we can so people don't have to give up their pets. And economy wise, people are kind of struggling, and it's an issue. So if you have unopened pet food, cat food, canned particularly, bring it up. We have an area you could drop it off at. And we have a storage area when you pull into the shelter. And
if people want an animal, love an animal, and can't afford an animal, that's breaks my heart, you know?
Yeah, and we do everything we can in our behalf to help them not give up their pet. So we will help them. We have a pet food bank where people give lots of food, and it's there to take for people who can't afford to, you know, feed the pet or they're struggling. That's also our veterinary center. We have a spay neuter center, and it is a lower cost spay neuter center, and we have a wellness center. So if people are struggling with vet costs, our costs are lower. We're not there to compete with veterinarians, but we're there to help people who really can't afford the veterinarian fees, the standard fees. And that's part of our mission to help those also. So it's not just about adoptions. It's also about taking care of your pet on a daily basis. And that's what we're all about. It's really a whole package. So we always say from beginning to end, from adoption to our pet cemetery, but in between we have the veterinary services. And of course, if they need food, we have the pet food bank available.
Andrew Levine's here. He is the president of the Baltimore Humane Society. We call it Be More Humane. They're having their tails, black tie and tails. I want to get that right for the 26th. That is on Friday night, second night of the draft. The A's are in town. Forget about all that. Come on out and love up the dogs all night long. Even if you don't have a dog, you want to spend a night with a bunch of dogs, you'll want one if you come out. And our friends at Baltimore Humane Society know how to get you one. People want to adopt. All they got to do is come out. I'll say it's nice and easy. You can call out ahead of time. You can go online and see the animals. It's sort of like dating almost. Like you look and see and say, I like this is an idea. This is temperament. All the come meet the animal. And I promise you, change your life. And my little girl's asleep right now where I bring her on a set. We don't want to bother her right now because she's getting her beauty rest with her beautiful green eyes. So everybody that knows me knows I love my cat. So you can see my cat and all the other people's animals. I shared a video this morning of Thomas Dolby, my musician buddy. She blinded me with science. And my pal, he lives here. He had a car that had, it was a driverless car that stopped for a family of baby foxes just here in Baltimore, just driving through the park in Baltimore. And he had a video of it. Stunning. So we love animals around here. We want to keep them all alive, take good care of them. You could take good care of the folks out at Baltimore Humane. But the blankets, donations, buying a big ticket for the black tie entails, supporting that, having a great meal, taking your special loved one as well as your dog up to Hunt Valley next week. Andrew, did I do a good job promoting the Baltimore Humane Society for you?
You do always do a fabulous job, and it is appreciated very much. More importantly, the animals appreciate it. And speaking of animals, I have a little Pomeranian something barking at the pit bull.
See, I have Leonard Raskin at Raskin Global. He has a great Pyrenees. He has this Sasquatch of a dog, this huge dog that barks, comes on the show. So I know all of my friends' dogs and cats' names. So that's the basis I'm on now. That's a much more intimate relationship because we all know we love our animals. So get out, support Baltimore Humane Society. Make sure we're taking care of the animal and get your dogs and cats. I feel like Bob Barker, but get him spayed and neutered. Make sure we're doing all the right things around here, loving up the animals. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, we never stop talking Baltimore. Positive.